Okay, so I'll bring us in.
Uh-huh.
And then after the music, and then you...
Right. Okay, well, why don't I bring us in?
I'm the host, all right? I'll bring us in.
I just think I could do just as good a job. I could do just as good a job bringing us in as you could do.
Sorry, this is not going to end well. Ladies and gentlemen, probably gentlemen, statistically speaking, and maybe my mum and my wife. So gentlemen and a couple ladies, welcome to the first ever disc golf comedy podcast. I've got my mate Ray here with me in the studio. Say what's up, Ray.
That was it.
That was what?
That was your bringing us in. I'm just saying, I could have, episode two, let me bring us in.
Just introduce
yourself. If we still have any fans, if we still have any listeners after this episode, I'm bringing us in episode two. Watch our numbers soar.
All right. So are you going to introduce yourself or not?
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm Ray. Really excited to be here now that we're in it. Now that the episode's already rolling, now I'm excited to be here. I was not excited about the beginning part, obviously, but now I'm excited. Let's do this thing.
So Ray's a good buddy. We've known each other since, 2000. Like since we had kids.
We've not had children together.
Since each of our independent families started having children. Yeah.
Dig yourself out of this.
That's about the time that we met at work, and we've known each other ever since. And I somehow convinced Ray to be part of this, whatever this is going to be. And he's committed to doing this with me on a semi-regular basis. I guess it depends on how people like that introduction.
Right. Wait, and you didn't tell him about the money.
Yeah, right. Ray's paying me $200 per episode part of this, to have the honor of being my co-host.
Co-host? You said I was the host. That's why I was so confused that you didn't let me bring us in.
All right. Well, that makes a lot more sense now. I thought you were just being a huge baby. sorry to break this to you when we're live, but I'm the host and you're the co-host. I'm the one who's built the disc golf comedy brand, with the exception of you did help me with two of my videos at this point. You did some co-commentating on some tournaments, and
that's right.
People really had nice... People actually said that you were funnier than me in those.
And you sound surprised.
Anyway, I'm just saying, like, good job. You know, it doesn't have to be a competition between us, because if it was, I've already won, because I'm the host.
Wow.
So today, the first episode of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast is basically just going to be me and Ray introducing ourselves, which we've kind of done. And then we're going to take some questions from the crowd. And you guys can't give us questions as you're listening right now. We've pre-taken questions from a different crowd, and some of them are very good. And so I'm going to ask, Ray has never seen any of these before. I've seen them, but I haven't like crafted responses to them. So none of this none of it's going to be written. I know you're probably assuming that everything's been scripted to this point because of how bloody hilarious it's been.
Yeah, it's been so on point.
But nothing from here on out is scripted, just all off the cuffs. As they were. So are you ready, Ray?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, from here on out, it's not going to be scripted. But are we going to introduce ourselves? I feel like you said that I was your friend, and then you said a bunch of mean stuff about me, but like we haven't actually done that part.
Well, my apologies, mate. Yeah, well, go ahead. You've got a microphone. The stage is yours. Tell us everything you want people to know about Ray.
Thank you. Okay. Hi there, I'm Ray. I am Tyler's friend. I've been his friend since about the time that we started having children together separately with women.
See, it's not easy to explain. You can get in a lot of trouble.
That's it. Yep. All right.
That's your entire introduction.
To play the game, all right? It's not really a game. I guess you're just asking questions. So I'm excited to answer questions with you on this podcast. Let's go.
All right. So I got all of these from the Disc Golf Humor page, is where I put in my submission for questions, and got quite a few good ones. The first one, Nick Vest. So thank you for this question, Nick. He says, who is behind fake PDGA?
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to, let's start out with a little bit of...
Well, I don't need to guess. I know who it is.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly who it is.
All right. Who is it?
It's Andrew Fish.
And what leads you to believe that it's
not a guess. I know.
What makes you so sure that it's Andrew Fish?
Well, because I follow Andrew Fish on Twitter, and I think anybody who, I think basically he's overplayed his hand on Twitter, because anybody who follows him on Twitter sees that he posts the exact same like style of jokes as the fake PDGA does on Facebook and Twitter for that matter. So I feel like he should change. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying that I think that
what?
Andrew Fish is the PDGA. I know that Andrew Fish is the PDGA because
the fake
I know
PDGA.
Good humor. And that's why it's taken me so long to be on this podcast. But wow. Andrew Fish is the fake PDGA. You heard it here first.
Well, actually, I want to make fun of you, but I feel like that's a pretty good guess.
See? Thank you.
It might be better than my guess. I'm going to tell you what I think, but I might change my answer to yours after I...
Well, what do you,
unless
who do you
agree
think
with
it is?
Mine. Okay, so yeah, here's mine. So I am pretty sure that the fake PDGA is AJ Risley.
Ah, oh, man, everybody thinks it's AJ.
I know.
Yeah, that's a total bandwagon thing. But
yeah, but the thing about AJ...
Why do you think it is?
The thing about AJ is he is very, very clowny. He's very, you know, he's definitely out there... I know he and like Eric Oakley and whatever, they don't want to be known as clowns. You know, they want to be known as fun guys, but not like, you know, clowns. They can be serious. They can win tournaments and whatever. But AJ does have that side of his personality where he's very quirky. And I feel like all of us who like to be funny also kind of have a dark side to that.
Ah.
Yeah. So like, you know, it wouldn't be good for his personal brand if he was like hatefully funny,
yeah,
online or whatever. So he's kind of like, you know, happy funny online, but then he created this fake account.
He's created an alter,
yeah, to kind of like express the dark side of his humor, all of his Darth Vader jokes. That's where he puts all those exclusively.
Yeah, I don't know though.
Yeah, that's what it's a little bit of a bandwagon thing, but that's my official guess, and I don't know who it is, but you sounded pretty confident.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I did like your answer enough. I feel like it's a lot more logical than mine.
You're going to change?
I'm going to change my answer.
Nice.
So everyone on the Disc Golf Comedy podcast believes.
Well, I know.
Everyone believes, but one of us knows that Andrew Fish is the fake PDGA. You can come out of hiding now. Andrew, you might as well post on Twitter tomorrow that it's you, and let's just all get on with our lives.
Yeah, I guess we got that wrapped up. What's the next question?
The next question comes from Jessica Ray Cowan. She says, should bowl golf be called stick golf instead?
Mm.
What do you think?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Next question.
The next question. This is a good one. This is another one from our friend Nick Vest. You remember him?
I love that guy.
Yeah, great guy. He says, explain all of these disc golf terms with wrong answers only.
Mm.
So let's do it like this. I'm going to read all these off just rapid fire, and you have to explain what they are, but you have to come up with something different. You
right.
can't say the real.
Yep.
You get it.
All I right. got it.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. The 2 meter rule.
Easy start. That's what everybody is doing in grocery stores right now.
Yeah, nice, with coronavirus. All right, the box.
The box. At certain courses in America, they have a box, and if you don't beat your personal best that day, you have to leave one of your favorite discs in the box. So to use it in a sentence, you would say, yeah, I had to give to the box today. You know, and everybody would know that means you didn't hit your personal best.
It sounds like kind of a good idea and also terrible at the same time. Okay, power driver.
I'm sorry, what?
Power driver. You know what I said, quit stalling.
No, I'm not stalling. Okay, the power driver is the guy, that's the nickname of the guy who's always notoriously late for league because he leaves his house with 3 minutes to go and he's just got his foot mashed on the accelerator the whole time. So that's why they call him Power Driver Paul. It's always a Paul.
Well, that's convenient. All right, Circle's Edge.
The Circle's Edge refers to when you've finished 18 holes and you're all standing back at the parking lot and all the cool guys, you know, are standing in a circle and you're just out on the circle's edge.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Right. Nice. Okay. Bowl hole. All right.
I'm sorry.
I just can't even.
Oh, man, you just sound so funny sometimes when you talk. It just isn't normal. Bowl hole. That is a marijuana reference. And I can say that's the definition of it because it needs to not be the correct answer. And as we all know, our sport, disc golf, is not characterized by marijuana usage. My name's Ray, and I'm running for the president of the PDGA in 2021. Assuming there is one, please vote for me. Hashtag shelter in place.
Wow, nice. Okay, black ace.
That is an ace in the dark. Next one.
Nice. All right.
I think these are getting easier the more we do them.
Well, you've only got one left, and it's tap-in.
A tap-in, as you all know, a tap-in is when you're playing doubles, mm-hmm. and your partner has been on the struggle bus the whole time, and you feel, because it's like the opposite of tapping out. Ooh, I hate this one.
Yeah, okay. That was not
okay,
going
I want
anywhere.
To change it. No, I want to change it. Sorry. Okay. A tap-in is when you're riding with a buddy to the course and you get out of the car and you walk around to his trunk and your bag's in there. And so you tap the trunk because you need to get in to get your bag. So, you know, locally, most people call that a tap-in.
A tap-in.
To get your bag.
All right. That one was much better than where you headed with the first one, but neither one of those were good. So epic fail on the ending.
Yeah.
This next question comes from...
Well, when are you going to answer a question?
Well, I'll read it and then I'll just answer it myself. So, I mean, why are you, you could just leave at this point.
Yeah, I'll see myself out.
The show out. But I know you're very particular on outros and intros. So
I should get to,
you can take us out. You can take us out if you, that's fine. All right. This next question comes from Cedar Byram. He has suggested things you can say about disc golf, but not your girlfriend.
Ooh, what are you going to do here?
Yeah, typical of Ray. I get the hard one, but this one isn't actually that hard because listen, I say absolutely lovely, positive things about both of those institutions, you know, because girlfriends are an institution.
No, but that's not what he said. That wasn't the question or whatever, not a question, but he said things you can say about disc golf, but not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So there's some things that you say nice about disc golf that can apply to your girlfriend. So you have to read the statement again and actually answer it.
All right. Things you can say about disc golf, but not your girlfriend, but I still want it to read positive about the girlfriend. So, okay. I'm very tired of that old bag and I want a new one.
Nice.
Huh?
Well done.
Yeah.
You're always going to be with your current old bag. That's well, very that's, positive towards your wife or girlfriend. So yeah, I think you totally saved that one.
All right. You know, I think we're just going to be done right there.
More questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had 14 or 15 ones, but I was thinking that these would be about 10 minutes long. And then as always, Ray, I've had such a good time chatting with you. We've gone over budget on time, but we'll do this again. Let us know in the comments, or do podcasts have comments? Not positive.
No idea.
Contact us somehow and let us know, you know, what segments or things we can talk about, or how long that you'd like to hang out with Ray and I. I know for our wives, it's about, you know, it's definitely less than 10 minutes, which is why we're down here in my basement right now doing this. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast and rating it and doing all the podcasty sort of stuff to make Ray and I famous. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys next time. Peace out.
Thanks, guys. And I still didn't get to take us out.
Well, we were just kind of rolling.
The intro, and then you promised I would get it. Yeah, well, I didn't get to do it.
Even
unbelievable. Though.